The Sky People by S.M. Sterling. Narrated by Todd McLaren, a member of SAG-AFTRA. Copyright 2006 by S.M. Sterling. This unabridged audiobook was published by arrangement with Perez Literary and Entertainment, Limited, and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Prologue. Venus, June 14, 1962. The sun rose in the west. Dira, of the Cloud Mountain people, ran as she had through the short hours of darkness, without hope and without much fear. The mild, warm air of the Midlands made the sweat on her face and flanks feel almost cool as it dried, and the tall grass beat against her thighs as her long legs scissored endlessly. The morning sun was still low, casting the Seven Runners' shadows before them and turning the clouds to the color of raw gold. They had trotted through the short, bright summer night and would run on into the long span of daylight until the great yellow globe of Crewe sank in the east, if they lived that long, which was unlikely. She would run until she could run no more. Then the Wergu would catch them, and they would fight, and they would die. If they were fortunate, they would die quickly. Her warriors had orders to make sure of that for her. There had been some slight chance that they would reach the foothills before the beastmen caught up with them, being longer-limbed, but their foes had gained too quickly for that to seem likely. The Cloud Mountain party had been tired from a long journey when the ambush struck, and those who broke away had not had time to snatch up more than their weapons, nor had they been able to build enough of a lead to hide their trail. Now hunger gnawed at them, as well as weariness, and they had had no time to do anything but scoop up water in their hands as they forded pools or creeks. The Wergu were fresh, with gourds of water at their belts and dried meat in their pouches to eat as they pursued. Then her mate, Charan, broke the deep rhythm of his breath, sniffing deeply. "What is it, my love?" Dira said. "What do you scent?" Before he could answer, she smelled it herself and spoke. "Fire!" The land before the dozen-strong war party was gently rolling, covered in long green grass, starred with flowers crimson and white, with copses of trees along the occasional small streams. They passed small herds of tharg and chur, but luckily nothing bigger, and most animals of fur avoided men. Not longtooths or great wolves or crescent horns, but there weren't any of those in sight either.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?